You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
3, 2, 1. Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar sports bar lounge studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by my all-stars. For the next couple of hours, it's a mix. A little comedy, a little sports, a little social humor. We're going to have some fun for 2 hours, folks. We'll talk sports as well. Open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Skype line as well. The address is Sports Byline and the number 2. Now, we first go to Hillsborough, California, bringing Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. Without the music, Dom, how's life treating you?
Life is treating me well, just as always, Mr. Taco.
And what's on the plate tonight?
We got a lot of baseball and Olympics on deck, Mr. Taco Man.
And straight up, we'll go to the City of Angels, the backseat of a 1984 Pontiac Carrera. Zach Attack Young, how's life?
Oh, it's great. You know, we got a lot on the table tonight. We still got the Rams. We got L.A. Gossip, of course, and we got some combat sports.
That and more live, Sports Overnight America, Johnny Talking His All-Stars, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAYERS, 1-800-878-7529. USC 202 in the house, in the bank, folks. Conor McGregor, majority decision winner over Nate Diaz in the main event. This is Sports Byline.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Boom.
What is it? Star date August 21st, 2016. Josh Brown, how about that punter for the New York Jets? Domestic violence is his thing, folks. The ex-wife said he beat her up 20 times once when she was pregnant, kicked her in the head when she was down. Oh, my God. Time for the Giants to let this guy go, no doubt about it. How about this one? Malia Obama, of course, last week caught smoking weed by the Secret Service. Of course, they shuttled her away from some party, some Lollapalooza concert. Now, this week, she was at a party that got closed down by the cops. Way to go, Malia! Yeah, the first daughter of the president. I don't remember ever a first daughter getting this kind of problems before. But it isn't really problems. It's just being a kid, 19 years old, smoking weed, having a good time. More power to her. FIFA! That's right. You thought FIFA, and of course, the king of scandals was Seth Blatter? Not really. The guy that really was the king of scandal was a guy named Jov Hamblich, and he died this week in Rio de Janeiro at the site of the Olympics at the age of 100. He ran FIFA for 24 years. He was a founder, and he was the guy that sort of made it all happen as far as money was concerned. Speaking of Olympics, Michael Conlon. Is the Irish lad a sore loser? Probably not. The Russian that he fought, Vladimir Nikitkin, of course, won a unanimous nod. I didn't think so. I thought the young man won the fight. The Irishman won the fight. Of course, he had a right to complain there. And he says that IBA cheats, the Amateur International Boxing Association. Let me put it to you like this. As a former four-time Golden Glove champion, I went down to Arizona one time and knocked the guy down in the first round and knocked him down in the third round, both rounds. In the second round, I got two standing eight counts, and I lost a split decision. Amateur boxing, baby. Speaking of amateurs, how about Twitter handling the NFL streams? You really want to go tweet and watch the NFL at the same time? Is that going to go hand in hand? I mean, billions of people, instead of watching it on CBS, are going to watch it on their Twitter? I don't know. NFL on Twitter, got to think about that. Hey, how about back to the Jets? At least New York, anyway. Geno Smith, their backup quarterback, 1 year later after getting his jaw crushed. Remember he made fun of that Samoan dude? Remember that? He made fun of that Samoan guy who was making him call. Hey, man, you guys from the islands, man. He made fun of that guy. What was that guy's name? I.K. Anakapali. The guy kicked the snot out of him, broke his jaw with one shot. He deserved it. No criminal charges filed. And guess what? He apologized afterward. No, not the guy that broke the jaw. The guy that talking the smack. Speaking of talking smack, Jared Goff, of course, ex-Cal quarterback, number one Rams draft pick down there in L.A. Inglewood. Call them the Inglewood Rams. They are the Inglewood Rams. Forget the L.A. Rams. Forget, they're not from any of those towns. They're from Inglewood. They're from the hood. The Rams are truly from the hood. That's why I think the Rams should eclipse the Raiders when it comes to this memorabilia stuff for gang members and stuff like that. Straight up, the Rams are the hot team in L.A. We'll talk about that, of course, in depth tonight with Zach Attack Young. But Jared Goff intercepted a couple of times this week, and he got roughed up. You know, he got roughed up, but it happens. You know, it happens. He's a baby. He's going to learn. He's a baby. He will be a great, great quarterback in time, but he's probably not going to start the season. California Chrome, remember him? The 2004, he's a horse. 2004, a Kentucky Derby winner. Of course, he did not win the Triple Crown, but American Pharoah won the Triple Crown. Of course, Victor Espinoza rides both guys. The jockey says that American Pharoah is a slightly better horse. Of course, he won the Triple Crown with him. Of course, that puts him in the, like, in a situation where he'll be an iconic figure for the rest of his life, having won the Triple Crown as a jockey. Anyway, the bottom line is Espinoza says that American Pharoah was better, but today it was all about, man. California Chrome just kicking ass in the $1 million Pacific Classic. He paid $420, and he never, once they broke from the gate, like about 3 or 4 seconds into the race, it was all him. He never looked back, sort of like Secretariat to an extent. The NFL Hall of Fame game, canceled a fortnight ago. Poor field conditions, and they didn't cancel until the game started. What kind of spit is that with an H? I mean, think about that. You're at the Hall of Fame game, Canton, Ohio. You go to Canton, you live in Cleveland, you live in Bug Tussle, Mississippi. Wherever you live, you got to go there, you got to pay to get there, right? So you get there, you go to the game, and the NFL says, hey, everything's cool, guys are practicing, you know, they're throwing stuff around, they're selling memorabilia, there's hot dogs being sold, everybody's having a good time. Programs, get your programs. Well, guess what? No game. They canceled the game. Roger Goodell, forget refunds, man. I think this class action lawsuit, I'm up for fans suing these people. These billionaires, these billion-dollar entities, the NFL thinks that they're untouchable. They can cancel a game. What about all those people that had to take the day off work and or maybe, you know, spend some money on gas to get there or maybe flew in because they wanted to go to the Hall of Fame and this thing, and they get denied the opportunity to go to the game because of poor field conditions? What kind of crap is that? This is not Levi's Stadium. This is not the San Francisco 49ers. Straight up, the NFL game was canceled, and a class action suit has been filed. And too bad for the NFL. They deserve it. The LA Galaxy in the Bronx this weekend. Dominic will probably talk about that, of course. Yankee Stadium doing soccer. Way to go. You know, with weed being legal now, or quasi-legal, like 11 states, why are the feds still going after people? They arrested people coming here in Northern California a few weeks ago. And now A federal judge has said this week that the feds are prohibited from using federal charges and federal law against people that comply with state laws. So guess what? The weed war, I think, is over. Bears, rookie defensive lineman. This guy's looking pretty good. I'm saying he's turning heads, man. Leonard Floyd reminds me of William Refrigerator Perry. Why? Because we're talking about him. Last time we talked about a defensive lineman from Chicago was probably the William Perry days. Of course, William Refrigerator Perry, an iconic. I mean, he was like the guy who was on Wheaties. He was doing all those advertisements, and he was a marketing genius in that he was just a big old guy. They put him in the backfield. He was a defensive lineman, and a couple times he ran past handoffs in for touchdowns. So that was sort of exciting that he played running back, okay? And that was sort of cool, okay? But, you know, now you look at him, and he's sleeping in a urine-drenched Hummer, driving around his hometown. He's in bad shape, man. An alcoholic, doing dope, smoking dope. Not smoking weed, smoking crack, straight up. He's in real, real bad shape. So we hope that Refrigerator Perry can get his act together. But in the meantime, man, everybody in Chi-Town is talking about Leonard Floyd, the defensive lineman of the future. Speaking of the future, no, let's talk about the past. Mike Davis, remember him? I think he was a Raiders cornerback, if I remember right. But anyway, get this. He's deaf. He can't hear anything. So if you call him on the phone, guess what? He won't be answered. In fact, if you call him on the street, he won't be answered. Guess what? He can't hear. But that's sort of cool because he's lucky. There are guys that played football that can't talk. They can't walk. They can't pee on their own. They can't go to the bathroom on. They can't wipe their own butt. Alzheimer's, dementia. What do I need to say? CTE. You know what I'm talking about? Jerry Jones, all this scandal. Oh, there's no correlation between brain damage in the NFL and football. You got to be kidding. Two guys, 250 pounds running each other at 15 miles an hour, and the collision? You know something's going to happen. That spit with an H. Straight up, Jerry Jones is a turd. But Mike Davis talking about his 11 concussions, and he says he didn't know about the 11 concussions. That's what sort of blows me away about this. Is that a guy can have 11 concussions and not know? How do you have 11 concussions and not know? I think I had one when I fought Ernie Chavez in Las Vegas in the National Golden Gloves Tournament in 1984. When he knocked me down that second time, I think that gave me a concussion. I mean, I wasn't seeing things or anything like that, something like nine at him. But the bottom line was, I think I had a concussion in that, so maybe I had one in my career, but 11, and he's deaf? Man, the NFL needs to step in and say something about that. Speaking of the NFL, my man and yours, our favorite turd, the form of human feces from the University of Florida. I'm talking about former New England tight end Aaron Hernandez. Hey, Aaron, hey, baby, what's happening? Well, guess what? You know, he's in trial again. Not on trial for, like, you know, pimping anybody off or anything like that, because that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to be a pimp. He really wanted to be a pimp. He was born to be a pimp. He wanted to pimp off women, wanted to have bras on his arms and diamond rings, all this kind of stuff, and he wanted to play that gangster role, and guess what? He murdered one guy, definitely. I mean, murdered one guy, but they had him on that murder. They convicted him on that one. They got him now on two other murders, and guess what? These other two murders are, like, more convincing than the murder he's been convicted on, so he's going down for three killings. But get this. This week, his high-priced attorney, his $1,000-an-hour attorney, I can't remember the guy's name now, his $1,000-an-hour attorney said this week, he goes, my client, Aaron Rodriguez. I'm representing my client, Aaron Rodriguez. Well, Aaron looked at him and says, hey, pal, you murdered my name. You know, when Aaron Hernandez talks about murdering, he knows what he's talking about. Three of them under his belt. Okay, but the attorney, better watch your mouth, baby. How about my man, LeBron James? LeBron James, that's right. Mr. Cleveland, guess what he did this week? He sent 5,000 kids to Cedar Point, Ohio, the amusement park there. 5,000 kids, paid for 5,000 kids. Hey, Steph Curry, can you hear me? Can you listen to me? There's kids in Oakland that love to go to Marine World, Marine Land, all that kind of good stuff. I mean, six parks, name an amusement park. They love to go, Steph. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say? Anyway, bottom line is you got to give him some props. We're talking about Mr. LeBron James, Mr. Football, Mr. Champ. David Schwimmer, remember that doofus? He was like the guy in Friends. He says that working in Friends was hurt his social life, that he really didn't dig it all that much. Oh, the millions of dollars, all the chicks fawning over your goofy, ugly butt. Come on. You got to be kidding. If a white kid ever made it good, it was David Schwimmer, okay, on a whole lot of limited good looks. I mean limited with a capital L. Bottom line is, I'm not feeling too bad for him. Hey, get this. Morgan Freeman, remember him? Of course, actor and known. You hear his voice all the time. I am the voice of God. I am the voice of God. Please listen to the voice of God. Well, guess what? The voice of God is an atheist. I kid you not. He doesn't believe in God. Not way. No way. No how. No. Just doesn't. And El Chapo's kid was kidnapped this week in Mexico. And you know what's happening to him, right? By a rival cartel. You know what's happening to him, right? You know what's happening. I'm talking torture. T-O-R-T-U-R-E. Torture. Today in baseball history, 1986, Red Sox player Spike Owens scored 6 runs for the first time in 40 years in a 24-5 rout of the Cleveland Indians. This is What Is Hip, live on Sports Byline.
What is hip? Tell me.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park Boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand-name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Unbelievable.
An event called pole vaulting, I guess something like this was bound to happen sooner or later, folks. Japanese pole vaulter Hiroki Ojita didn't make it past the event's qualifying round in Rio on Saturday after his leg and penis hit the bar. No, his penis hit the bar, I kid you not. His penis hit the bar, and no, that won't put him on the cover of Wheaties Box. But it will probably get him a job as an Asian porn star because we know they don't exist. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, at least the males. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll bring in my all-stars, of course, Zach Attack Young from the City of Angels. And first, we'll talk with Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez. Dom, how's life treating you besides, you know, being a billionaire? What's it like? What did you do this week? Did you buy anything significant?
This week, nothing significant, but I was down watching the Olympics. Back home in the comfort of my own home, though.
Really? So you were watching the Olympics in Rio or watching the Olympics here?
In Rio, of course. Come on now.
Private jet down there?
What other way is there to travel?
Zach, does this guy get you sick or what? Wow. Okay.
That's a little nicer than my actual Pontiac Fiero, you know, so I am a little jealous of that, I have to admit.
Good enough. Dom, what's new on the sports headlines?
I mean, we've got to start Usain Bolt. You heard it there. Dominated in the 100-meter. And when you think about 100 meters, this is a race that is run in about 9.8 seconds. So to dominate in a race like that just leads to the legacy of Usain Bolt. He tripled up in gold again for the third straight Olympics. He won the 100, the 200, and the 4x100 relay, excuse me. So Usain Bolt, 9 gold medals. He ties Carl Lewis for most medals by a male track and field athlete all time, 9 medals. So that is definitely the huge story as the Olympics come to close here.
Really, no, the huge story is the fact that some swimmers went down there and pulled some crap on the Brazilian cops. They broke apart a bathroom, tried to say the Brazilian cops pulled guns on them, extorted money out of them, basically kidnapped them and held them for ransom, all that kind of stuff. They were full of spit. And you know what? The Olympic Committee is trying to sweep this under the rug. The Brazilians don't want to. The Americans want to sweep it under the rug. But I can't help what happened. If some athlete from a Muslim country had done something like that. Sorry, pal. I had to throw that in there.
No, it's fine. That was also a headline for the wrong reasons, of course. Especially seeing as how we're based in the United States, definitely. Quite the blemish, Ryan Lochte and some other swimmers. What's even more unfortunate is that Ryan Lochte is such a visible athlete for America, easily the second best swimmer that they have behind Michael Phelps. If he goes and does another Olympics, he'll probably be the face of the male swimming. So the fact that, you know, definitely they garnered sympathy at first. It was, hey, these guys got robbed. That's so unfortunate. It was people pretending to be cops. And then his story changed just ever so slightly in the details from interview to interview. Matt Lauer, I think, was one of the first ones to really catch, like, oh, hey, Ryan, when we first spoke with you, you said it was pressed to your temple, and now you say it's to the back of your head. And now we've got the surveillance video at that gas station where it turns out
None of it happened the way he said it happened. He made up the entire, as far as being a victim there, he was not a victim. He was a perpetrator of a crime. He was a criminal. He probably should have been cited or if he'd been in the United States as a former cop, I know we would have cited him and or booked him right then and there for vandalism, malicious mischief.
Absolutely. Vandalism, they urinated all over the floor. They caused a ruckus. The one thing that he did tell the truth was a guy with a badge did pull a gun, but it wasn't shady. It was a security guard trying to take care of his gas station. And then Ryan Lochte dips from Rio before anything really happens. So when stuff really starts going bad down in Brazil, he's sitting on his couch watching his teammates. These are the guys he trains with, his friends, watching them get pulled off a flight facing potential indictments.
Zachary knew. I mean, he knew that the spit was coming down. That's why he got out of town, and he left his boys there to hold the bag for him, and that wasn't cool. Of course, one guy, I think, paid $11,000 and some damage or something like that. But I got to tell you, this is a scar as far as the United States is concerned, because it took American athletes to go down there and pee all over the bathroom, on the floor, and all that kind of good stuff, man. They should make them go down there and lick it up.
I mean, it's definitely a blight on America, and I've seen a lot of stuff talking about how that he's a disgrace to America and all that, and this is how Americans are viewed worldwide. So it's definitely going to be something that sticks with Ryan Lochte for a while.
Well, it is. I mean, he's 32. I think, is he 32, Dominic?
I believe he's 30, 31. So, yeah, he might have one more in him.
So he might have one more in him, but let's be honest. Probably nobody wants to see this guy. He's gone to the top of the turd list, don't you think, as far as the press and the media are concerned? I know that he got one of the greatest spin doctors in the entire world of media to take care of his of handling the situation for him in the media. I can't think of the guy's name right now, but he's some bigwig. I just don't think it's enough. I think the damage is done. I think he's done damage to the United States. I think he's done damage to our reputation, our image, and I don't think he should represent us anymore as far as being a representative of the United States Swimming. You know, we can get another guy to do it. I don't care if the guy's not as good as he is, but we can get another guy that's not going to pull that kind of crap and then lie in front of the entire world and make us look bad.
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that one. Absolutely. Okay.
Zach Attack, I got to ask you, man. Down there in L.A., of course, I mentioned Jared Goff and the Rams and this and that. When do the Rams, do they play tomorrow? They play this week at home?
They're playing this week. I mean, it should be another, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if the turnout is as high as, it's kind of hard to envision that it'll be quite that high, but I still think a lot of people will show up.
Dominic, are you surprised they're drawing 93,000 people down there? I mean, you know, we've been clamoring for an L.A. team. We're not even L.A. guys, but we've been clamoring for an L.A. team, the number two market in the entire country, ever since the Rams left, 28 years ago or something like that, whatever it was. But do you think they're drawing 93,000 week in and week out? I think there's a pretty good chance of that.
I don't think so. I think the novelty of, hey, we've got a football team back is going to wear off eventually, especially if the Rams don't play the way that, you know, people want them to. They expect them to be a playoff contender, the NFC West, little open right there. So, you know, if they don't perform well, how soon before the fan base starts to be like, ah, forget it. Why did we want them back? These guys are terrible. I know that sounds really, really, you know, cynical, I guess is the right word to say it, but I do think that that's a possibility.
Dom, 3:45, the break. Take it away with the Olympics.
All right, yeah, so more good news, another positive story coming out of Brazil. The entire country got to celebrate with Neymar winning the gold medal for the Olympic soccer team of Brazil, vindicating that 7-1 loss against Germany. We've got the clip. Take it here, Scott.
To win the gold medal for the host nation, Brazil, against Horn, Neymar, right-footed, takes it and scores! Brazil strike Olympic gold for the first time in their history!
It really is amazing to think of a country with such a history of soccer that they've never won an Olympic gold medal. And I think this is exactly what Brazil needed after losing, like I said, 7-1 to Germany in their home country at the Maracanã. 7-1 in the World Cup final, losing it like that, not even just losing, but losing in that manner. That's embarrassing to a country whose primary sport is soccer and have such a rich history of soccer with some of the greatest players of all time coming from Brazil. So for Neymar, he had to decide along with the federation. He was given permission by Barcelona to play in the Copa America or the Olympics, and they made the decision that, hey, you're going to play in the Olympics. We need you to be one of the over 23 guys on this team. We're going to need you. We're going to look to you for leadership to be that guy. And he got off to a really, really bad start of this tournament, let me tell you, where I think Brazil didn't score in their first two games, and then they tied 2-2 or something like that in their third game and barely got out of group play. But Neymar, as the tournament progressed, just fantastic play. He scored a great free kick in the game to give them the lead earlier on. And then, boom, they're up 4-3 in penalties. Neymar hits the fifth penalty for Brazil and wins them that coveted gold medal.
You know, I saw Fidel Castro in the news this week at the age of 90. Was Pelé, I think of Pelé and I think of Fidel Castro that same era. Was Pelé featured in the Olympics at all down there this year?
Unfortunately, he was not able to participate. He was initially slated to be the one to light the torch, but it turns out health concerns and issues prevented him from doing that. So Pelé, probably one of Brazil's most notable and visible characters.
Probably. He's a Muhammad Ali. He's a Michael Jordan. He's a Bruce Lee. He's everything.
No, of course. But they also, you know, these guys like Neymar are also very visible. But yeah, Pelé not able to participate.
Unfortunate. Of course, we're going to talk some combat sports on the other side of the break. Zach Attack Young's getting ready for that. Open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY-THIS. 1-800-878-7529. So we're talking combat sports next up. We'll talk a little UFC. Of course, UFC 202 is now in the rearview mirror. Conor McGregor comes back and wins the majority nod over Nate Diaz, of course, in the main event. A little controversy there. We'll talk about that in depth. And of course, Zach Attack Young next, right here on Sports Byline. Johnny Talking is All-Stars, live from the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 6000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6000.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-603-0997. That's 1-800-603-0997. 1-800-603-0997. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Bottom line is we're not talking boxing right now. We're talking UFC. UFC 202, of course, in the, in Las Vegas. It's ripping and rolling for five rounds. Talk about Nate Diaz, of course, winner of the first fight with Conor McGregor, a second-round submission winner. Of course, that was a bit of a stunner, a bit of a surprise tonight. McGregor was a slight favorite going into this rematch. Of course, McGregor a plus 132 favorite, and Mr. Diaz was a minus 112. So in other words, you bet $100 on Diaz, you got back $112. You bet $132 on Conor McGregor, you got back $232. So the bottom line is very close odds, but in the end, McGregor was favored. Now, we go to my man, Zach Attack Young. Zach, any controversy in that majority decision in your mind?
No, I mean, you know, I think he did enough to win, you know. It was a close fight, and it was an amazing fight. I mean, the first one was really good, too, but this is a five-round fight, so this is better than the first fight. And I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see if they do a rubber match. I don't think that the UFC would be eager to do that, but then again, when a fight is this good, they might just do it.
I just saw a headline. The UFC did great numbers tonight. They want to do it again to talk about a third fight at 155. McGregor says he'd fight him at 155 the third time around. You know, if I looked at Nate Diaz tonight, he looked like he carried a little bit too much weight into this fight. Do you think that maybe that idea of like stripping down from 202 3 weeks before the fight was a bad idea?
Yeah, you know, that might have played a role because he did look a bit lethargic, didn't he? He didn't look like he had quite the same explosiveness.
Wasn't snapping.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. And, I mean, McGregor, I think I thought that he'd come in more prepared because you have to think it wasn't his optimal weight class last time either. So,
But Zach, he was ready to go. And listen, you got to give Conor McGregor some props here. I didn't like his post-fight interview. Too many MFs in it. But you got to give him some credit because after the second round, he was done. You can stick a fork in him. I said, Nate Diaz, if he looks back on this fight, it was his inability to finish Conor McGregor at that point in time, which cost him the fight.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, Conor McGregor showed heart, which this is the first time in his UFC career that he's really had to show it. And he made it five rounds and won a decision, you know, and he busted Nate Diaz up. So he deserves a lot of credit for that. He really didn't need to take this rematch, but
Say that he didn't really need to take this rematch when he picked the guy the first time and the guy beats him in the second round with a submission? He has to take this rematch. Now he has to fight Aldo again as well, I think.
Well, the thing that's kind of funny is like the first fight was the first fight that Conor was actually like legitimately favored in the UFC up until this point. Like, so he lost that fight when he was supposed to win. All the other fights he was supposed to lose. He was an underdog. So it's kind of crazy to think. And yeah, I agree with you. I think we do want to see an Aldo rematch down the line.
Of course, Jose Aldo looking spectacular, taking apart Frank Yeager, the former lightweight champion a fortnight ago, just looking spectacular with a capital S. Now, Rumble Johnson and Glover Teixeira. Of course, Glover Teixeira is a guy that I know intimately because he beat up my buddy Kyle Kingsbury. What happened in that fight?
Well, Anthony Johnson pulled a Conor McGregor on him and ended the night in 13 seconds with a punch. So,
really?
Yeah, Anthony Johnson. I mean, I thought Anthony Johnson would win this fight. I thought he could win by knockout, but I'd be lying if I told you that I predicted a 13-second knockout.
Okay, so what do we take away from tonight's UFC card other than the fact that Conor McGregor's got a good heart and then Nate Diaz probably isn't the most talented fighter in the entire world?
Yeah, and we knew that going in. I mean, I think it redeems Conor McGregor, and he's going to be a huge star, and he probably made a lot of new enemies along the way that are going to tune in to see his pay-per-views.
Okay. Speaking of pay-per-views, this was a pay-per-view-worthy contest. Of course, the UFC has not paid their combatants nearly the amount of money that pro boxers make, and we've talked about that in the past, of course. Brock Lesnar got $2.5 million for his fight a few weeks ago in which he tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug. And then before that, Conor McGregor got $1 million, I think, in the loss to Nate Diaz the first time around. But before that, nobody got $1 million. You're trying to tell me in all those years nobody got $1 million, man. The UFC seems to be setting themselves up for a big loss money-wise. I think they're getting out at the right time here.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're definitely trying to get out because they know they're going to have to pay these guys. And Conor McGregor, I mean, it took a while to get this Diaz rematch done because he wanted more money, and rightfully so. As much as he's making, he's really generating a lot of money for the UFC. He probably should be making $20 million a fight.
He should probably, listen, those guys should probably be making a whole lot more than that. You figure it out this way, folks. Let me split this UFC pie down to you. The pie is worth $100. It's a $100 pie. Out of that $100 pie, 12 to 15% goes to the fighters. The other 85% or 88%, depending on the 12 or the 15%, goes to the UFC. Does that sound right to you? Listen, I said it before, but I know pimps that will be proud of having contracts like that, Zach.
Yeah, it's wild, you know. It's crazy to think about it. And the way I look at it is like, okay, the first Diaz and McGregor fight was like the top-selling UFC pay-per-view of all time, right? Mm-hmm. And what does Floyd Mayweather get for a pay-per-view card? Like, what would you
80,
say?
80, 90 million bucks.
He's getting a lot of money, right? So Conor McGregor is the first $1 million payday, and he's selling like 1.5 million pay-per-view, which is about the number that a Floyd fight does.
Okay, let's talk about the Olympics. What does Shakur Stevenson bring to the dance?
Well, Shakur Stevenson, he lost today to a Cuban boxer in the final. So
no shame in that, man. You're losing to the best.
No, I mean, the Cubans have the most medals in the boxing side of the Olympics right now. They got 6 gold medals. So, I mean, It's impressive. I mean, that's dominance. And they have the second most medals of all times behind the U.S.
Okay, now, Dominic, I'll bring you in on this. We talked about this before, about pros playing basketball, of course, going down to the NBA guys, going down to the Olympics playing basketball. Essentially, the Cubans have professionals boxing because they've been supporting them as amateur boxers until they're mid-30s. So where's the median here, Dominic?
I you know, it's weird because, you know, if you look at it sport by sport, it is such a difference. Some sports really adhere to that, you know, amateur competition, while other ones, like basketball, I think is the biggest example, load up on the stars, not just the U.S., all these other ones. I think there's got to be some kind of balance. I don't think you'll be able to do it uniformly where it's either all pros or all amateurs universally throughout. But I think one thing that you might start to see is each sports Olympic committee. So maybe we're talking about boxing. So maybe boxing will start to look and maybe go, okay, maybe we wanted to go back to that amateur thing. I think it's going to have to be a sport-by-sport case when it comes to the Olympic as to who they allow to compete. And I think that's the only way you're really going to see a difference anytime soon.
Okay, Zach, take the wheel. Shakira Stevenson was a silver medalist. What else happened in the Olympics for the U.S.?
You know, we had the flyweight and Vargas. He did pretty well. He ended up getting a bronze medal. So, I mean, the U.S. right now only has a silver and a bronze. That's the two medals they got so far. But
Isn't that sad? We talk about a country that produced Muhammad Ali and Cassius Clay in 1960, a light heavyweight. I mean, the 1976 Olympic team, I'll go through it. Leon and Michael Spinks. Leo Randolph, he won a world title. I mean, I can go Howard Davis, Sugar Ray Leonard. I can keep going, man. The bottom line is 84 had a great team as well. 88, not so great, but a pretty decent team. Of course, Roy Jones topping that team. Oscar De La Hoya in 92. Then we go to 96, and the guy gets lucky. The guy from, I can't think of his name right now, David Reed gets lucky and scores a one-punch knockout over some Cuban. He wasn't supposed to do it. His eye was shutting. And then we come back, of course, to Andre Ward in 2004. The United States is doing horrible in the Olympics, Zach, boxing-wise.
I'll tell you something that's even sadder. This is more medals than they won last time already. They had zero medals in 2012 in boxing on the men's side.
Dominic, you've seen Westboro Boulevard in South San Francisco, which I tell you that was the Hill of Champions. We ran up and, of course, had to sprint a mile across the Skyline Boulevard and then jump rope for 20 minutes. Can you see now why I can't get guys to do what I did?
Yeah, I get it. There's a certain level of dedication there, and, you know, the kind of generational work ethic has really changed. And you know, as a middle school student, I went to Westboro Middle School. I used to run up that hill every Friday as part of the mile that we had to run. So I know exactly what you went through, obviously on a much less intense scale. There was no jump roping or additional mile long run.
No. You didn't have your mother honking those chain smoking in the car, honking, come on, you're dogging it. Mom, come on.
That's fair, but I did have a PE teacher with a whistle and a bad attitude, so I guess that's pretty cool. I guess that's the next best thing.
Hey, let's be honest, so Westboro will break the average man, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. Looking back at it as middle school students, I don't know how more people didn't just absolutely revolt or just refuse to run the mile, because we would run down, you know, a few blocks down to the park and come back up to the school. So that's a good half mile uphill for middle school students. We're talking 12, 13. But yeah, you know, like I said, that generational work ethic is really not it's a big gap right now. And it takes a dedicated person to really put in the work. And that's one thing that is fun about the Olympics is seeing, you know, somebody who's spent the last 4 years minimum working their butts off and hopefully getting rewarded on a global scale. I think that's one of the cool things of the Olympics is seeing hard work pay off.
Zach, what about we had a female that was doing pretty good there in the Olympics.
Clarissa Shields. She's going to compete for her second gold medal tomorrow.
Second gold, huh? So she's got, you know, could she actually like turn pro and be a decent professional? She got some skills.
Yeah, she's a good boxer. I mean, you know, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, female boxing isn't even where female MMA is, but it could always rise up again, you know, like it was in the 90s. It was a little bigger in the 90s, I'd say. So
Christy Martin.
It'll be interesting to see. But she's a good fighter, and I mean, you don't win two golds by accident.
No question. Zach, why is it your generation of millennials, why can't I get them to train hard? How come every time some young kid comes to me and says, you know what, I want to win the Golden Gloves like you did. and then I take them to the hill, and they're done after one day. What's up?
You know, I really can't say. I think there's too many distractions. If I had to guess, there's just too many distractions these days. There's too much going on online and with all types of other entertainment. I think it's just hard for people to get out there and exercise as much.
71 years ago this week, the Japanese surrendered and ended the last Great War, of course, World War II as we know it. And on many occasions over the decades and as recently as 2 years ago, I was able to meet and then introduce many World War II veterans, of course, at different boxing events, things like that, as a ring announcer. There aren't too many left, but without them and their effort, we probably would not be speaking English. All right, one question for both of you guys. I tell you what, this question is for Dominic. Dominic, what's the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?
An enzyme breaks down proteins, hormones, more genetic stuff. I love to see where you're going with this, though.
You can't hear an enzyme. Oh, did that go right over your head there, Dominic?
I guess.
Oh, I sorry.
Oh,
at the time, it totally did.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. The difference between an enzyme, you can't hear an enzyme. Okay. Bottom line is you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is your Combat Sports Update. Brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, you can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOBoxing.com. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, live in there, hour plus here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey! Hey! Are you going to pay for that?
Talk to the hand.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Oh, too bad. Yeah, too bad.
57, make it 58 minutes past the hour. Sports date, August 21st, 2016. Of course, today, in 1959, the birth of Jim McMahon, NFL quarterback for the Chicago Bears, currently suffering the extreme negative effects of CTE, brain damage. May his health be good. More power to him. And the bottom line is, Wilt Chamberlain, 1936, was born on this day. The man said he bedded over 10,000 women. As seven foot one, I can imagine a lot of women wanting to go to bed with him. Now, let's talk about hour number two. First up, let's go to Dominic Cadwalader-Jimenez. What's up, Dom, for hour two?
We got a lot of MLB coming up, some proposed rule changes. Your boy Yulieski Gurriel is about to be called up by the Astros.
Yeah.
And the Rangers signed former Astros outfielder Carlos Gomez to a minor league deal, so he stays within the division. That should make for some interesting television down the stretch.
And Alex Rodriguez is still walking around the streets of New York, basically like a homeless guy with a lot of money. I mean, he looks lost.
Yeah, but he's like you said, he's got plenty of money and good looks, so I think he'll do just fine.
I think he will as well. Besides, he banged Madonna, and Zach banged Madonna as well. Zach, tell me about Madonna. No, tell me about what's happened in hour two.
I was all right.
Okay, so what's up in hour two?
Oh, I mean, we got boxing tomorrow, so that'll be interesting.
Boxing and NBC, of course. We're talking about Errol Spence, correct?
Yeah, Errol Spence. On NBC, it's early start time, 2 p.m. I kind of like those. A lot of people don't like the early cards.
I think they're great. It brings us back to the old day. Old school boxing tomorrow, NBC television. That's right, later today here on NBC television. Straight up boxing, Errol Spence in the main event. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Stay tuned for hour number two. Johnny Taco's Grill, we got a hot coming to you from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Hour number two, still to come.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
At least 8 people are dead and 60 more injured after a suicide bomber targeted a wedding in Turkey. Law enforcement believe ISIS is responsible for the attack that took place today. However, there have been no claims of responsibility. The American Red Cross calling the devastation in Louisiana the worst natural disaster since Superstorm Sandy in 2012. Red Cross spokesman Craig Cooper tells CNN, helping people rebuild their lives will take some time.
The reality is we know we have a very, very long way to go. The Red Cross is estimating that this will be a minimum of a $30 million disaster response, and that's probably a conservative number. So we really need contributions from the American public. We are committed to stay here as long as we need.
The president says he'll take a trip to Louisiana to tour the damage on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Music, one of life's greatest pleasures, has tremendous power. The power to bring a tear to the eye or to quiet a racing mind. Music also has the power to heal and has been used through the centuries to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve stress and chronic pain. Now, Michael Torella's created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Projects. These frequencies were uncovered in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. Now, you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home or office. It's a new year. Give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit 22wholetones.com and get a free sample. Visit 22wholetones.com today for your free sample. That's 22wholetones.com. 22wholetones.com.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump addressing supporters at a rally in Fredericksburg, Virginia, saying the government will listen to the people again.
The voters, not the special interests and lobbyists, will be in charge. Total charge. Our economy will grow. Jobs will come back. New factories are going to stretch all across the nation. And boy, are we going to have them come back to Virginia.
In the meantime, there's reportedly a federal probe connected to people involved with both the Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton campaigns. CNN, citing sources, is saying there's an investigation into whether American companies and other assets were used to enable the former president of Ukraine, a firm headed by former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. The Podesta Group is among the companies being investigated. The brother of the leader of that firm is John Podesta, the chairman of the 2016 Hillary Clinton campaign. This is USA Radio News.
What's at stake at this election? A lot. From the freedom to publicly practice and proclaim your faith to the nomination of Supreme Court justices, matters of critical importance to Christians are looming in the days ahead. That's why we invite you to join us on September 9th through 11th in Washington, D.C. for the Values Voters Summit. Come to learn, be encouraged, and meet others who will stand for the renewal of this great nation. Visit valuesvotersummit.org for more information.
Miami Beach officials are concerned about the impacts the Zika scare is going to have on tourism there.
We're doing everything we can to make sure that we make the city safe for our residents and for our tourists.
That's the mayor of Miami Beach after the CDC advises pregnant women to stay away from Miami Beach because of the Zika virus threat.
We got a very talented, dedicated staff at Miami Beach that's doing everything in its power to make sure that we reduce this threat as much as possible.
Mayor Philip Levine speaks hours after the CDC issued that warning after officials confirmed five new locally transmitted cases of Zika in the Miami Beach area. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The International Olympic Committee is investigating the incident involving four U.S. swimmers. Ryan Lochtkey and three of his U.S. teammates are accused of lying to police about being robbed at gunpoint. An IOC spokesman says the disciplinary commission will investigate and hear all sides of the incident. The U.S. women's basketball team has won its sixth straight Olympic gold medal, knocking off Spain. Team USA hasn't lost a game in Olympic play since 1992. And American gymnast Simone Biles is chalking up one more honor in Rio. Biles has been selected as Team USA's flag bearer for Sunday's closing ceremony. She's the first American female gymnast to ever earn the honor. It caps an incredible Olympic debut for Biles, who became the first U.S. gymnast to win four gold medals at a single Summer Games. She's also won the bronze in the balance beam.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you ready? There's a lion right there.
idea here of a wrestling match here. You got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leather. You got everything that you've ever wanted.
The cone starts hitting Mays. Mays jumps on him. And Zepeda and Prager at it. And Zepeda gets in a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl.
Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that.
Woo! 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 Ow!
Love that money.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports, Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you ready for a good time?
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the city by the bay, this is hour number two. Of course, we are in the Sports Byline Studios, the headquarters, of course, brought to us by the godfather himself, Ron Barr, who runs this network. Straight up, we're talking sports for the next hour, mixing a couple of social issues as well. And we'll talk a little reality. Of course, sports is what we talk about primarily, but we can talk other things we want. Open phone lines all around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I want to mention this because we're talking baseball big in this upcoming segment. Rick and Paul Russo in 1975 became the first brothers to pitch a combined shutout. Way to go, guys. Rick and Paul Russo back in 1975, the year that I graduated from high school. God, time is gone. The bottom line is my all-stars will join me on the other side of the break. Of course, I'm talking about Zach Attack Young and Dominic Mendez. Zach, of course, is going to bring us in on L.A. He's got some L.A. gossip, the Rams, what's happening with them, and of course, Dominic is like knee-deep in baseball. So Major League Baseball, maybe a little combat sports we can fit it in. But the bottom line is we're going to talk with J.R. Ross at about 40 minutes past that. Of course, J.R., the wrestling icon, the boxing icon, the broadcasting icon, the man, J.R. in the house right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here. Who the f*** do you think you're talking to? Oh, yeah? Okay.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Naquin with a drive deep right field. Saunders back at the wall. Can't make the play. Naquin up to the races. He'll go all the way to third. Sorbo waving him around. Unbelievable.
Twelve and a half minutes past the hour. This is Sports Byline. Johnny talking as All Stars at your service until the top of the next hour. Bottom line is we're talking sports, little social issues as well. I want to start things off before we go to baseball. And Dominic Jimenez, Luis Sessa, a rookie with the New York Yankees, 24-year-old right-handed pitcher, gave a three hits, a walk, and looked pretty good today. Bottom line is the Yankees do have some have a future there, I think, in that young man. Dominic, take it away. Major League Baseball, baby.
All right, yeah, you heard it there coming out of the break. Tyler Naquin, very rare feat earlier this week. He hit a walk-off inside the park home run to give the Indians the win. And in just a week's time, the Indians, all of a sudden, we were questioning if they were going to be able to fight off the Detroit Tigers, and all of a sudden they've got a 7-game lead in the AL Central, a very nice lead there. And big part of that, Tyler Naquin's play as a rookie there. Obviously, a lot of hustle on an inside the park walk-off home run. So the Indians, they're getting their bats together. Michael Brantley's still not 100% healthy yet. So when he comes back, it's like they traded for an all-star late in the year, essentially. And, you know, their starting pitching is pretty damn good, too. So I think the Cleveland Indians will, as you said, Taco Man, will do well and win that division.
Take it home. Let's talk about the Giants.
The Giants, oh man, worst team in baseball since the All-Star break. I almost said, what can you say? But actually, that's the exact thing you can say. They lost on Saturday to the Mets. Yoenis Cespedes hit a couple home runs in his second game back off the disabled list. But the Giants have been playing better this past week. I will give them that. The bats are starting to look like they exist because, for the most part, since the All-Star break, they've been losing a lot of, you know, 2-0, 2-1 games like the good old days of the San Francisco Giants. Right now, they're battling with Zach's Los Angeles Dodgers. They've been jockeying back and forth between first place, second place. And basically right now, the team that's not in first is leading the wild card the way things sit right now. So the Giants have a half game lead. But there's a lot of baseball to play still.
Interesting. So the Giants have failed at the plate. Why?
You know, it's weird. I don't really have an exact answer for that. It's just one of those. The teams are one of those. The Giants, excuse me, are one of those.
You believe
teams.
In voodoo?
No, I don't believe in
Zach,
voodoo.
You
I don't believe
in voodoo?
Zach put a curse on him.
Yeah, I've been hanging out with some Haitians.
No, Zach, I'm not. I remember Roberto Duran. I remember his wife tried to put a curse on Sugar Ray Leonard. I kid you not. I was there.
I believe it. I mean, I think that there could be something to it, but I don't know if it's like, you know, exactly what people think.
What's happening with the Red Sox? Beantown, of course, my favorite guy, Pablo Sandoval, not doing too well, not playing much these days, is he?
No, Pablo's out for the year with that shoulder injury, yeah. So they got a whole maybe month out of him before he went on the shelf. Boston's playing really well right now. 8-2 in their last 10 games. They've cut the Blue Jays leading the AL East to just half a game. Their pitching is still a concern. You have to, especially the back end of the bullpen, they've got some older guys and some guys that have been a little dinged up this year. But if they're healthy, Craig Kimbrel, one of the best closers in all of baseball with his weird arm stance pre-pitch. The Red Sox, I think, even if the pitching struggles, they're going to be a lot like the Orioles and the Blue Jays, the way they're playing right now, at least, where that they can outscore teams despite giving up more than just a few runs. I think the Red Sox, they might, if they can get into the playoffs, I think the Red Sox are definitely a team to be reckoned with.
Okay, Dominic, I'll come back to you and ask you about Brandon Moss of the St. Louis Cardinals. But, Zach, I got to ask you, with the Giants floundering, how are your Dodgers doing?
I mean, the Dodgers are keeping pace with them without Kershaw, so that's a win in itself. And like Dom was saying, you know, the team that's not in first place in the division right now is going to be the wild, you know, a wild card this year. So right now the Dodgers are in second, so they're the wild card, but it's only like a game difference separating them.
Okay, Zach, does a wild card playoff, does bringing in this wild card stuff, does it make you not want to be the best? Does it make you not want to win the division? I mean, does it, you know what I'm saying? In other words, does it give you an option? In other words, like you're battling down the stretch, well, I'll just go for the wild card instead of the division title. In other words, is it cheapening the game somehow there?
I don't think so. I think the baseball season is so tediously long that I think it's only fair that you allow more teams to compete in the playoffs.
And Dominic, you got to admit that instant one-day playoff is some exciting baseball.
I love it as a fan of baseball, but if you're a team, you want to do everything in your power to avoid that one game playoff, because so many things can go wrong in just the one game. You look back a few years, the Royals against the A's, I think this was actually 2014, the A's had the lead three different times and blew that lead three different times late in the game. So many things can go wrong. And especially if you get into the playoffs on the last day or two, you can't even put your ace out there in the wild card game, and that puts your team behind the eight ball because you've got just one game. So I think it's actually quite the opposite of your question, where I think the implementation of the two wild card teams, I think it really drives home the fact that you better win your division or you potentially could get knocked out really quickly because you had one bad game.
Before we go to Zach and his California Angels chuckle report, talk to me about Brandon Moss.
Yeah, Brandon Moss, St. Louis Cardinals, they acquired him at the trade deadline in 2015. He's been absolutely raking over the last maybe 2 weeks or so. The Cardinals haven't been playing all that greatly this season, especially as of late, not quite at that St. Louis level that we're used to. Granted, they're 65-57, so they're in the wild card hunt, but the Chicago Cubs are just so damn good this year that we're not even really talking about the Cardinals a whole lot, and Brandon Moss, he's a guy that with the A's was an all-star, showed a lot of power, didn't necessarily do a whole lot. He's been fighting for playing time at first base with Matt Adams with the Cardinals this year. But man, when he gets hot like he is right now, he's one of the better hitters in baseball. I'm not saying overall he's far from a top 50 player, but when he's hot, he's one of the best.
Zach, why don't the Angels sign Alex Rodriguez? He'd put some butts in the seat, maybe a little excitement in the ballpark. He'd draw some controversy to that ballpark, no doubt about it.
Definitely, and on top of that, he might be better than some of the players they have right now. The Angels are not good this year. They're just not a good team.
How come we've been saying that now for a long time? Well, they just don't seem to improve, do they?
No, and I mean, when you think about how long they signed Albert Pujols, I think they still have like 5 years left on his deal.
Yeah, Dominic, you know the money on that one. How much they owe Pujols? Still a billion or what?
Pretty close to it, yeah. It's pretty close. I think they've got maybe, you know, 4 more years at least $120 million. It's a lot of money.
Was that the biggest mistake made by any Major League Baseball team in signing a megastar? I'll go with you first, Dominic.
Actually, I think the biggest mistake was them signing Josh Hamilton to a $100 million deal that same offseason. At least with Pujols, you knew what you were going to get. So many things could have gone wrong and subsequently did go wrong with Josh Hamilton. They ended up just releasing him. At least Albert Pujols has been able to contribute in some aspects. And I take it one step further. CJ Wilson was also a big signing for them that same offseason, and he was an absolute flop too. So despite the absurd contract, Albert Pujols has been the most valuable of those three signings. So I think it's almost safe to say he was not the worst of the three signings, although the long-term prospects by signing him kind of hurts a whole lot.
Hey, Zach, is there a lot of medical marijuana in Anaheim, California, or what?
There must be. Actually, I recently learned that that's one of the most conservative cities, though. So
no, I'll tell you how conservative it is. They wouldn't serve me dinner down there. At lunch when I was boxing one time, I had like 4 or 5 boxers with me going to fight for the California state title. I lost. But they didn't want to serve us breakfast. They were very, very anti-Brown there. But that's not what we want to talk about. Of course, the California Angels, the reason why I brought up the weed thing was that they seem to be stoned. I mean, they make all these decisions. And you would think that, Dominic, you would think that one of them, I mean, if you make so many attempts, like, you know, you throw so many pitches, eventually you're going to throw a strike. You would think the Angels would throw a strike or at least a ball around the plate, and they're missing badly.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And with a franchise, a cornerstone guy like Mike Trout, you expect the team as a whole, Mike just Trout, because he's wow. so good, you'd expect as a whole that they'd be better. The pitching, Jared Weaver, he had a trajectory where he was going to be a very good pitcher. He's just a roller coaster drop on the downside of his career. Guys like Garrett Richards and Matt Shoemaker are not capitalizing off good seasons last year. It's been a mess top to bottom, and you have to wonder, as ridiculous as it sounds, would they entertain the idea of trading Mike Trout to reload the team at the major league level and the minor league farm system? Because if guys like Will Smith are getting top prospects, Mike Trout could fetch a king's ransom.
1933, Babe Ruth's home run leads the American League to a 42 win over the National League in their first All-Star game of all time. 1933, the Bay, baby. On this day in 1933, baseball history on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Granger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, ! When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We are witnessing history. The great champion adds to his legend. He wins the 200 and beats DeGrasse in 1979. This is a moment in time. A moment in sporting time that we will never forget.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah, that's him, man.
Yeah.
The time is 26 and a half minutes past the hour. Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I just can't joke. Some guy sent me an email here. It says, Pedro, the reason why Asian guys are not in porno movies is because they cannot deliver pizza or clean swimming pools. Okay, cool. I'll go with that. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast. And, of course, you know the difference between an enzyme and a hormone. Nobody laughed at that one. I couldn't believe it. I'm just, like, blown away by that one. But think about it. You know the difference between an enzyme. Zach, that was a pretty good one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got it. I thought it was funny.
Yeah,
I was just waiting.
Because you can't hear an enzyme. Okay. Dominic, I got to ask you this. The Olympics, of course, the gold medal is assured us as far as basketball is concerned. How many points do we expect this gold medal to be achieved by? Like 100 points? We're going to win these games by 100 points or what?
I definitely don't think it's going to be anywhere near 100 points. They barely beat Serbia. That's who they're going to be playing for the gold medal game on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. It's going to be, I think, 11:45 a.m. Pacific. They barely beat them. I think they beat them by 3 points, and Klay Thompson had to get hot and drop 30 in that game. I expect a lot more of the Serbian defense, but I will say I think the U.S. will make the necessary adjustments both in rotations and game plan. I say the U.S. wins by about 10 points, but you know, they've been relatively disappointing this Olympics for sure, because we're used to the national team, the men's basketball team, just destroying everybody that gets in their way. And this Olympics, they've really struggled to put teams away. No, nothing against these other teams, but just when it looked like the U.S. may have turned a corner and demolishing Argentina in the quarterfinals, they barely beat Spain. I believe they beat them by 6 or 8 points. So expect a really good game, a very tough physical game. That's kind of the way the Serbians play, very physical, great defense. So I think the U.S. has their plate full, but I think they win by, well, let's say 7 points.
So is Serbian basketball, Zach, what Salt Lake City is to MMA? I mean, like the next Mecca. I mean, Serbian basketball, they've done well in the Olympics in the past, and of course they've medaled before. But, you know, do we really need to be placing amateur teams with pros? I'll go back to this again, man. I just don't think that Draymond Green and these guys should be playing in the Olympics, man. Why should they, Dominic? I'll go to you first. Why should Draymond Green play in the Olympics if he's an American basketball player making zillions of dollars a year and there's a kid playing for the maybe St. Mary's College who deserves to be in the Olympics more than him?
I totally get where you're coming from, but you got to remember these other countries are sending out their best players too, and the U.S. is one of those countries where they have to be the best at everything that they participate in. So you're not going to go and send, you know, Denzel Valentine, and maybe a few years ago you go a guy like Shabazz Napier. You're not going to send Ben Simmons to the Olympics to compete against these pros. Guys like Pau Gasol, who have won titles, who are all-stars. Manu Ginobili, Boris Diaw, Tony Parker, guys like that. You can't, if you want to win, you can't expect to send guys that can't compete at that same level as them. And also the other side, you got to look at it monetarily and ratings wise. How many Americans are going to want to tune into essentially a college basketball all-star team playing against these pro teams from other countries? No, they want to see guys that they casual fans, not just basketball fans. Casual fans want to see guys that they can recognize. Guys like Draymond Green, who was in the finals, Kyrie Irving, who won a title. Kevin Durant, obviously he was all over the place this offseason. So fans want to see recognizable players. There's money in it, sponsorships, all that kind of stuff. Plus the U.S. wants to assert their dominance. That's just how it is. They haven't had a non-pro player. I think Christian Laettner on the Dream Team may have been the last guy.
Interesting. Of course, talking Brazil, of course, Rio de Janeiro and the Zika virus now invading Miami as I speak. And of course, Miami neighbors, pregnant women are being asked to stay away from Miami. That's pretty scary, Dominic. That's frightening.
Yeah, it's one of those, we've seen it where there's news abroad and all of a sudden it starts lurking into the United States and it becomes more of a forefront and more of a forethought in the American conscious. So it's very concerning that, hey, okay, it's made its way up to Miami. Where does it go from here? Obviously, most climates have mosquitoes, so it's very frightening to think this may be an issue. It might be a nationwide issue, might even turn into a global issue. And it's very scary when something starts impacting home.
Zach, I guess with the Zika virus, I guess a little head in Rio wasn't a good thing this time.
No, I mean, you and I had talked about that a lot, like if it was really worth it to go to Rio in these conditions. And I don't know. I can't say that it's completely worth it.
Okay, guys, do I go to Puerto Rico in October? Dominic, should I go?
I mean, we're paying for you to go, so
oh,
I would sure hope you go.
Oh, why did I ask the turd? Excuse me, the boss. Zach, back me up. Should I go to Puerto Rico or what?
Yeah, I think you should go.
Oh, Zach, you just want my chair. These guys want me out of here. This is a conspiracy. They want me out of here, folks. Open phone lines. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. J.R. Ross joins us in about 10 minutes here on Sports Byline, talking MMA, broadcasting, professional wrestling, you name it. J.R. is in it. Of course, he's got a new app going called Fight, F-I-T-E, the F-I-T-E app. Check it out, F-I-T-E app, brought to you by J.R. Ross. Now, I got to mention this. Kevin Durant, of course, signed with the Golden State Warriors. Are we going to watch the Warriors just run roughshod over the entire league? I'll go to you first, Dominic. Is this going to be like, are they just going to gangster slap everybody? Is there going to be any competition this year?
There's definitely going to be competition. It's still the NBA. There's still plenty of very good teams. And I think we're going to see with the Warriors what we kind of saw the first, first few months with the Miami Heat when the Heatles got put together, that being LeBron, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade. I think the Warriors are going to have a little bit of a learning curve here. The one good thing that I will say they have going for them, though, is that Klay Thompson and Draymond Green are getting to play with Kevin Durant already. Obviously, those are your three of your four best players, and once Steph Curry gets involved in that, I'm not overly concerned about how he fits into the fold. It's more of these second and third guys who, where their roles are going to completely change with this offense now that Kevin Durant's there. At times, Klay Thompson's going to be the third option. Draymond's going to move down a little bit. He's going to be the fourth option. So now that their roles have changed, I like that they do get to play with Kevin Durant. Klay Thompson actually recently spoke out about it, saying it's awesome. It's invaluable getting these reps with Kevin on the floor together. So getting, basketball is such a rhythm thing where you got to learn how to play with your teammates. So the fact that they're able to play with Kevin Durant right now is going to put the Warriors ahead of where they would have been if they didn't have this Olympics opportunity.
Zach, well, we're coming up on a break in a couple of minutes, but the bottom line is the man of the week, in my mind, is LeBron James. He sent 5,000 deserving kids that probably couldn't afford, and their families, their mothers, their fathers, everybody, 5,000 kids and their families, which means probably about 12 to 15,000 people to an amusement park in Ohio, man. That guy's got class. Wow. Dominic, what do you think?
No, I completely agree with you. LeBron James gets such a bad rap, and I think a lot of that stems from him being the best player, so people are going to want to hate him. You had the whole decision thing, so people that didn't care about basketball thought he was a total jerk off. So seeing LeBron do this doesn't surprise me one bit. I know how involved he is in charity work in Akron, Ohio, where he's from. I know how much the city of Akron and Cleveland mean to him on a personal level. So it doesn't surprise me. There was actually a feature on ESPN not too long ago talking about LeBron and his scholarship foundation, where it doesn't just extend to the students in the scholarship foundation. He's actually helping put some of those parents that didn't get to go to high school or college into classes that work around their busy schedules. So LeBron's putting kids through school. He's putting parents back into school. LeBron James gets such a bad rap, but LeBron James is an absolutely amazing person.
No doubt about it. I want to mention this, since Dominic was on the line, a guy that he's done business with, at least his family's done business with, Lou Pearlman, is dead at the age of 62. He was the guy that, of course, went to jail for that Ponzi scheme, that $300 million Ponzi scheme in New York. Of course, he was the guy that backed the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and all that kind of good stuff. So that is the boy band news of the day. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Two segments ago, we got J.R. Ross coming up next, and we'll finish things off with my boys, the All-Stars, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Mendez. And guess what? Betsy McCauley, a surrogate for Donald Trump's presidential campaign, said this week that World War II-style internment camps for Muslim refugees should be in place because women, American women, are being exposed to gang rapes. Can you believe that crap? It was on Fox News. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Like we used to do. So are you ready for this? You might let a bit a drink or two. Cause all those years of rocking hard taught us how to rise.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Again, spinning. Going up against Yule Thompson. Oh, and George with a flying stuff. DeAndre Jordan. The United States will advance to the gold medal game.
It works for me.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He is a master of many trades. I'm serious. He's in boxing, he's in wrestling, he's in MMA, but he's an icon in the world of entertainment. I'm talking about J.R. Ross, of course. J.R., how's life treating you?
Good, man. I'm feeling good. I'm healthy. Sometimes we wake up at later stages of our life, and I realized I couldn't. I told this to Brett Favre when he was a rookie in Atlanta with the Falcons. I was doing Falcon football early on and on NFL football for the radio network. I told Brett Favre, says, you know, as hard as you're trying, you'll never succeed in drinking all the Crown Royal in Atlanta.
Okay, good point. I'm glad you brought up that.
And I found out that even though you get later in life, you can make changes. I quit smoking several years ago. I've relaxed my booze intake. I hired a trainer because I didn't know how to work out like a normal human being. And so I made lifestyle changes. And for anybody that's wanting to make a lifestyle change, yeah, you say, I can't quit smoking. Well, then you're weak. Don't be weak. Everybody can make changes to help themselves, and I did late in the game, but by God, I did it, and I'm feeling a lot better for it.
You brought up Brett Favre having a couple of weeks ago, he admitted taking 15 Vicodins at a time, said he was hooked on pain pills. yet he couldn't smoke marijuana. Yeah, I bring this up because of the fact guys are still being suspended nowadays in the NFL for marijuana, which is was helps a lot with pain. Everybody's willing to admit that. When will the NFL come around? When will these major sports organizations come around? I think is the WWE fine people for weed as well?
Yeah, they get fined, and I think largely because it's just illegal in most states. I think when our government, I saw this last week, the government saying, you know, they're cracking down on what marijuana, the classification it is. It's classified as a bigger issue than methamphetamine.
Yeah.
Now, what the hell's up with that? And here's the other thing I don't understand, and maybe somebody can explain it to me. How in God's name can you tell me that marijuana is a performance-enhancing drug, unless you're in an eating contest? How in the hell is marijuana a performance-enhancing drug? I don't get it. I just don't get it. So, hey, I tell you this. When I was in charge of the talent roster, I didn't. This wasn't public knowledge, and I didn't espouse this very often, if any. But I thought in my head, I'd a lot rather you guys go back to your hotel room and burn one and order some room service as to be at a strip bar drinking whiskey.
Good enough. J.R. Ross, I guess we're talking wrestling, MMA, and boxing as well. Of all the guys that you got to work with, as far as wrestlers go, I know there's thousands of wrestlers you've worked with in your entire career, but of the one guy that stood out, what guy made the most impact on you?
Oh, man. I guess Stone Cold Steve Austin, mm-hmm. because he came in as, you know, he had a great run in WCW for Ted Turner. He ran a politically afoul of the upper management there. He got released in Future Endeavor by FedEx. He had a chip on his shoulder. I knew him from there. I was already in WCW, and I hired him to come in. And you know, those in management thought, well, he's a very solid, fundamental guy. He would be like a six or seven hole hitter in a baseball lineup. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of deal. Solid, help you out. You know, but don't, he's not a cleanup hitter. He's not a top of the order guy. Well, I saw a little different side of him, and he didn't get to do a lot of promos in WCW, but he went to ECW and worked for Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman put a microphone in front of him, and the guy was gold. And I saw that, and so we hired him, and he took the ball, he ran with it. He wanted to be a star, and when he got over, he connected with the audience as fervently and as solidly as anybody I've ever seen, and they loved his anti-establishment demeanor, which is all real. He was simply being himself on the mic and not being playing the role of a wrestler. He was him. He just turned the volume up. So he really revolutionized what WWE was doing, and a company that was in near bankruptcy in the mid-90s to where we went to become a public company with a $160 million IPO, a lot of that is, if you had to put one guy who's other than Vince McMahon who's responsible, Vince McMahon, of course, is number one, but you got to put Steve Austin in that conversation because he lit it up, man. He was selling out arenas everywhere. Our TV ratings were amazing. We had ratings on Monday Night Raw, quarter-hour ratings that exceeded the number on Monday Night Football at times.
Yep.
If there was a weak game on Monday Night, and we had a good Raw on Monday Night going head-to-head, we had quarter-hour ratings of men 18 to 34 that were more than Monday Night Football. So Austin set the thing on fire. So I've always been very respectful of what he did for the business. You know, he left the business with injuries and things, but now he's doing great on he's got a show called Stone Cold Challenge on the CMT. It's kind of a reality game show that kicks ass. And so he's doing great, but he was the guy that lit it up. And he brought the eyeballs to the TV for guys like The Rock, who I hired, Dwayne Johnson. A lot of people could see him, and then he got discovered there as well. So Austin was the catalyst to a lot of that success.
I remember The Rock, of course, being out here at the Cow Palace with Roy Shire and the gang. I used to scalp. I'll be honest. I was a ticket scalper at Roy Shire shows. I used to buy a bunch of good tickets and go out there and sell them, especially to the Battle Royal, which is now called the Royal Rumble and the WWE. That's how I sort of made my way through junior high school and high school to an extensive scalp. I just did, and I didn't hustle anybody, but I went out there and made the investment, and Shire would sell me the tickets a month before the event. I mean, he was cool. I mean, he used to wear a little gun on his waist. He was a really tough guy, a little tough, short guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a tough guy.
Yeah, he was.
And you were a young entrepreneur, and I'm sure you're no different than him. He was an entrepreneur.
Oh,
he had that in common.
I understand that, but I didn't bury $500,000 in my backyard.
Yeah.
And then watch it rot.
I heard that story. Yes, that's That's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Well, he was pocketing all that cash, and, you know, more power to him. But instead of – and here's what he did, though. This was a dumb move. He found the $500,000. It was all, like, withered, and it couldn't be used anymore. It was all, like, weathered out. So he called the IRS and said, well, you never paid tax money on that money, so we're going to get you on the tax. They got him on the penalty. Poor guy, he ended up getting raked a little bit. They were talking about the late, great Roy Scheider. We're talking with J.R. Ross. Of course, he's got a brand-new app out called Fight, F-I-T-E. Check it out, F-I-T-E. It covers both boxing, MMA, professional wrestling. J.R. at his best, of course, bringing us the top names in all three sports. Now, this New Japan Wrestling with my buddy Josh Barnett. He's got. You ever listen to his answering machine message?
No, I haven't.
He says, maybe I'll return your call if you leave me a funny joke. You say something stupid. Or something. I mean, some crazy stuff like that. So he makes you say stuff like, hello, Josh Barnett, this is the guy from the 7-Eleven. I am calling you to tell you you are using too much cheese on your nachos. Okay, I mean, that's the only way you can get him to call you back. That's it. That's your broadcast partner.
He's a good partner, and he's really, for me, he has a great awareness and education on the Japanese culture. He wrestled for New Japan. Yep. His first pro match was the main event in the Tokyo Dome show. He's fought there, you know, as an MMA fighter, as you well know. So he's got a great feel for the game. And the New Japan style usually is a little different than the American style. So a little bit more physical. It's more athletic based than entertainment based. So, but I'm really enjoying working with Josh. He's a real good partner for this product, especially.
You know, I saw a movie a couple of weeks called Lucha Mexico. It's a new documentary out with a guy named Sounder. I think John, the strongman Johnson's in the movie as well. But I looked at Mexican wrestling and Japanese wrestling, and they sort of top American wrestling. I'm sorry, JR, but they just do. I mean, there's more entertainment there. There's a storyline there. You can sort of believe in the villains a little bit more. It's just they seem to be going all out. We're here. They're sort of like, take what we offer you and be happy.
They are very fundamentally sound, and they certainly, they like the reality-based presentation. And when you see two guys knocking the hell out of each other for real, and that happens in every match with those people, it's hard to roll your eyes and say, oh, my God, this is horrible acting. Because, I think that the American product in general, there's a lot of American product, not just WWE by any stretch, that could be better served if they were more of an athletic presentation and a legitimate sports presentation as much as they can within the genre as to be all, quote-unquote, entertainers. And I know one thing. When I manage wrestlers, wrestlers had rather be managed like athletes and be considered as athletes than entertainers. It's just the way that it is. And I think that that's where the big money lies in the future, is getting back to more fundamental soundness and laying your stuff in. You know, it's not ballet. And if you're a bodybuilder and you don't like to get bruised, then you might not be in the right business.
Okay. Talk to me about Mark Cuban. What's he like?
Oh, he's awesome, man. He's brilliant. I've had the privilege of working with some very unique visionaries, very successful visionaries. I worked for Ted Turner, Vince McMahon, and Mark Cuban now. He's a fascinating guy to talk with. He's got amazing vision, and it's funny that you don't think, well, he's got a secret. He's got something that he's got that the rest of us don't have. And what he has is that he has an abundance of logic. He just approaches things without overthinking stuff. And he's a hell of a businessman. He's a fun guy. He's the kind of guy that you could really have a great time having a few beers with and watching a ball game.
Got about 2.5 minutes left. We're with J.R. Ross, of course, the iconic figure both in the world at broadcaster. In the world of broadcasting, he's an icon. There's just no doubt about it. Now, you got the podcast going. The New Japan Wrestling, when does that air?
It airs Friday nights on Access TV at 9, 8 Central. Access TV is formerly HDNet. It's good old Mark Cuban's network, and we're having a blast doing it.
Okay. One more thing before I let you go, and I only got about a minute and a half here. What about this suit being filed against the WWE by wrestlers that have been injured in the past, like they have brain damage and things like that? You think that has merit? I do.
I'm not sure. I haven't. I'm a little dubious of it, to be honest with you. So I'm not declaring yay or nay because I haven't really studied it. I just think that there's a lot of those guys that are they were very lived questionable lifestyles back in the day. I don't know how you could be in the wrestling business and not think that concussions were not a part of it.
But Chris Benoit didn't live a crazy lifestyle. I mean, he was married and basically a loner in the whole nine yards, and look what he did.
Yeah, he had apparently a lot of undiagnosed concussions early in his career. I hired him at WWE. I love the guy. I really did, and that's hard to say about a guy that murders his family and commits suicide, but the guy that did that wasn't the guy I hired. He melted down. And but I don't know. I you know, when you see these group suits and see all the guys jumping in, sometimes you think, and it's obvious, natural, maybe it's a money grab. Maybe they need a payday. I don't know. I don't know, man. Hey, look, if it gets to the courts, it'll all be adjudicated, and the best man will win.
The app is called FITE. That's Fight app. Of course, J.R. Ross is the host there, and of course, that is rocking. How many hits you get in a week on that one?
About 500,000 a week downloads on our show, on the Ross Report. It's been really well received, and I've been on the air over a little over 2 years with it, so I think we did our 130th show this week.
You know, I want to congratulate you on your continued success. You should end up in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, no doubt about it. All the best to you, JR. Come back and visit us sometime on Sports Byline.
I will, buddy. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
The great J.R. Ross on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
I mean, I tell you, I'm troubled because they play around so young today, very young. I was talking to my doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinny Boombach. You know my doctor?
Yeah.
Well, he told me last week in his office he got six cases of VD. I mean, he's all right now, you know.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear it.
He's got some nerve.
Reminds me of a billboard on Highway 80 as I drive home tonight. It says stdcheck.com. It says, because you don't want to catch them all. What are you, crazy? Because you don't want to catch any of them. Straight up. I know we're going to talk about one of those things. I like to put my guys on the spot. Each and every week I do this. Of course, I love it. Talk about telling my guys to tell me something I don't know. We'll go with Dominic first because, of course, he owns the network. Dom, you're first.
All right. The Chicago Cubs fired their Wrigley Field DJ earlier this week. After Aroldis Chapman had an appearance, he came out of the game. The DJ played a song called Smack My B-Word Up by the English band Prodigy. So not only is that wildly inappropriate for a baseball game, it's also wildly inappropriate to play Aroldis Chapman off the mound, given that he served a 30-game suspension earlier this year after he was accused of choking his girlfriend and firing 8 bullets in the garage. Good job, good effort, Mr. Wrigley Field DJ. I'm glad you don't have a job anymore.
Interesting. Okay, and besides Robert Griffin III telling his friends that his wife was not blindsided by his divorce this week, of course, he's trying to do things in Cleveland. Bottom line is, I don't think he's going to do fair too well this year. I think he'll get hurt, as he always does. Zach, tell me something I don't know.
Gary Russell, well, his name's just Gary Russell. He's not Gary Russell Jr., the brother of Gary Russell Jr., the boxer. He lost in the Olympics, but I just thought it was interesting that their parents chose to name them the same name.
Gary Russell and Gary Russell?
Yeah, but one's Gary Russell Jr., the other one's like Gary Antoine Russell.
I don't know if I told you the story of George Foreman. Did I tell you the story of George Foreman, how he named all his kids George?
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
Well, not only that, you know, he married George. George went to Jamaica and met this hotel maid, this Jamaican hotel maid. He married her. Then he went off and he went on another road trip, met another maid, he married her. So two of the three women he's been married to have been Jamaican maids. Anything else, Dominic?
One more thing, the Milwaukee Brewers actually started a left-handed pitcher on Saturday for the first time in 475 games. That's discrimination against left-handed pitchers.
Okay, of course, tomorrow on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we'll go in deep on the Conor McGregor majority decision win tonight over Nate Diaz. Of course, majority means one judge had it even. The other two judges had Conor McGregor up by a point. It's a controversial fight that could have went either way. So bottom line is, good week for sports. Good night for my guys. First of all, Dominic, I've got to compliment you because it's my contract, but you did a great job tonight, sir.
Much appreciated, Taco.
And we'll see you next week. And Zach, you take care of Jasmine. You have a great week, man. Did good work tonight.
All right, you too. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Well, folks, it's been fun. Of course, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Don't forget to join me and my crew each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Pod, where we rock the house. Sports, social issues, a little comedy as well, but the bottom line is we entertain you for 2 hours. We hope you've been entertained because we've enjoyed being with you. Thank you so much. Till next time, peace, love, and respect. And don't forget, Sports Byline, live from the U.S. on the West Coast.